But right now, I wanted to talk about NCAA women's rowing.
And
they've got a great team at Cornell. I don't know if you keep up with this, but what's going on here?
Oh. What up?
Oh, man.
This is what we're talking about.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Come on, George, high five.
There it is, the high five.
There it is, Craig, high five.
Hey, yeah, what's up, man? Hey, we're on the air right now.
Hey, what up, brah?
We're on the air.
You two homos sniffing the six figs yet?
Or sniffing them.
Someday.
Yeah, man, just keep working, man. Someday you'll be making six figs like the Chrisser over here, man.
Doing pretty well,
this
huh?
Bling, man. Look at these things, man.
What do you want?
Gold nugget rings. What do you mean? What do I want?
We're on the air.
Oh, I just coming to say hi and see what's up, man. I had a little downtime between Fortune 500 meetings.
What is that?
Yeah, man. It's just been kind of, you know, it's kind of been a mixed week for the Chrisser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, dude, I'm like excited about my boys being in the playoffs.
No one
you don't
calls them that.
Have to playoffs everything.
But like several of my hedge funds didn't double outperform my already outperforming projections this week, so I'm only up like 700% this week. You know,
is that all?
Yeah, you know, that's like off for me.
Oh, is
that's
it?
Off.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you must be making so much money.
Oh my god, man, it's hand over fist, man. I don't even know what to do with it all. You know, we invest in like large cap stocks and like large cap cost. Reform on no load municipals.
It's falling apart a little
exchanges.
Bit.
Okay. Yeah, you know? So, hey, I figured you guys wanted me to come in so you could ask me about the MVP, man.
The MVP? Like, Dak versus Zeke? Or
no, I was named most valuable person in the month of November for a ticket.
By who?
For an added value non-spot revenue.
I didn't see that announcement on company email.
In the third quarter of November.
I think you're making that up.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about it on Twitter, man.
Really?
Yeah, you got to check Twitter.
Okay.
Man, they're all about that. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, man. And hey, then playoffs. Let's talk playoffs.
Say playoffs. Say playoffs. That sounds a lot better.
You're not saving any time.
Yeah, this has got to be tough for you. Cowboys are playing, but Tones Romes is not. That's your buddy, right?
You know, nah, not anymore, man. You know, Tones and I had a falling out.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We used to have such a good time, you know, back when he was the starter and everything. But now I've just, you know, to be quite honest, I've just gotten super busy, you know.
Have you?
Yeah, hanging out with DRP, you know, a lot.
DRP.
Dakota Rain Prescott. So I just don't have as much time for a friendship with Tony.
Gotcha. You only want to befriend the starter.
Well, you know, it's not about that.
Oh,
it's not
really?
About that.
Not about
yeah,
that.
You know, no. You know, DRPs, man, he's just so fly. He's so fly. He's
that.
Like super chill, and, you know, I'm trying to convince him to come out to the clubs more, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I'm like,
stay away from him,
yeah,
by the
like,
way.
You're the starting QB of the Dallas Cowboys, man. You got a great record. You're going into the playoffs. Last time your club was in this position, a whole group of us went down to Cabo with Jason. So I think I've convinced DRP, you know, to come out with us this weekend. We're gonna like have dinner at Fork, and then maybe head on over to Lush or Whisper, maybe Suede or go dancing at Hump.
Hump.
Yeah, you
no,
know.
He doesn't have time for that. He's getting ready for the Packers.
But oh yeah, man. Speaking of the Pack,
yeah, the Pack,
dude, man. This is tough for me because I'm friends with DRP, but also A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers. The new A-Rod.
Oh, you know, your friend Rodgers.
Yeah. You know, and he and I are good friends, but he and I are kind of tense because, you know, I'm also friends with J-Rod, Jordan Rodgers.
His brother.
His brother. Yeah, and they don't really get along and everything. Right. And I'm like, A, stop sweating me. And J, stop sweating me. You know,
that's tough, yeah.
But I'm going to pull my cigarette boat out there to outside Cowboys Stadium to Mark Holt's Lake, and we're going to turn that thing into a party coat.
That's a way to tailgate there.
Yeah. Zip around that lake in my cigarette boat. Great. Oh, man. Dude, I go out with all the honeys that own a bunch of Fortune 500 companies.
Oh, do you?
Do you really?
Yeah. Come on out, George, man. We could
come on
you
out.
And I, we could tag team some hoes while holding hands and looking into each other's eyes.
Don't talk like that. That's gross. I'm not going to do that, Chris.
Come on.
Just, you know what? I don't think you're rolling like you say you
are. Just leave us alone. We're on the air. We were about to do a great sports
Dude,
segment.
Dude, check Twitter. MVP. Novem. Ticket.
Right, we'll check
Novem.
Twitter.
Added value.
You know, I'm not sure I believe any of your stories, especially about all the money you're making, because I had to go over to your cubicle the other day to ask you about
that's cool. I don't really have a cubicle.
About a live spot that I was supposed to do, and you had left your W-2 form out from last year. And
Yeah, that was a fake one that my buddy dummied up.
No, it was legit. And it said last year you earned $13,192. You're below the poverty line.
Oh, God, so true! Oh.
Through it again.
Well, he admitted it quickly and jumped through the window to, I guess, off himself. But it looks like he's still moving, although I'm not sure.
So much credit card debt.
This means the cigarette boat tailgate party is off.
I can't tell if that did it or not. I don't really care.
Oh. I'm back, you MFers!
All right, see you Sunday, Chris.
See you Sunday. See you Mark Holtz Lake.
Mark Holtz Lake. We'll see you there. There he goes, Chris from sales.